Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Phyllis and I made a commitment early in our ministry along this line. The Lord, I'm talking about 25 plus years ago now, 30 years ago, the Lord was allowing us to minister outside our circles. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
People you know, people that know you, your so-called, our circle, I guess you'd call it faith people, word and faith people. Well, in this particular weekend, we just came back from this was nearly 30 years ago. We had just come back from a place up in the Northeast, a church where we were the first speaker outside their denomination in how long was it, Phil? 35 years or something? It was not a word church. It was not a so-called faith church. In fact, they were a committee church. Oh, brother. They had committees for their committees. And they invited me, and I really don't know, just the Lord, that they found out about me and wanted me to come. And then after they invited me, some people got concerned and thought, who is he? What's he going to say? So they wanted to know, what am I going to preach? And they got Phyllis, and I was gone, and she said, I doubt he knows what he's going to preach right now. He's got other meetings. Well, that didn't console him too much. She had to talk to him. But the Lord helped her, and she helped them. And they wanted to meet and talk about what I was going to talk about before I talked about it. And then after the service, they wanted to meet again and talk about what I talked about. And that's just not how we're used to doing stuff. But the Lord helped us, very gracious. And we got there, and I think you've heard me tell about this particular meeting before if you've been around, but man, it was quiet. Not an amen. Nothing. Big old stone, stained glass facility, beautiful, been there for a long, long time. And the Lord dealt with me to have a healing line of all things. And you know me, right? I just waded right off into it. And it was a quiet healing line. And I didn't hear much about it that night, but that was a Saturday night. And then Sunday morning I spoke. And after the service, me and the minister stood out on the big front steps. And the people came out, you know. And there must have been, 10 people or so came by of the group. And when I shook their hand, they leaned in, got real close, and they said, I was healed last night. Leaned in. One young man leaned in. He said, I was filled with the Spirit last night. Glory to God. Healings and people filled with the Spirit. Glory to God. But when we got back, Phyllis and I stood up in our little kitchen at our house there in Tulsa area. And I told her, I said, you know, the Lord's allowing us to minister outside our circles. And you and I believe we're supposed to do it. You and I are going to make a commitment. We are not choosing sides. And we said, Lord, you love all your people. And if you love them, that's good enough for us. Is that right? If you accept them, then we accept them. And Lord, help us to see the way you see. And we're not going to pick sides with one group against another group. Help us, Lord. By your grace, we won't do it. We know you don't want us to. We're not supposed to, because it would limit us. I was beginning to see that. You know, you can't minister to people you talk against. If you find fault with them and judge them and mock them and criticize them, you're not going to minister to those folks. For one thing, they're going to hear about it. Oh, no, they're going to hear about it. I don't care how much you try to hide it. And then most people don't want to invite people like that to come minister to them that they know don't like them. And I don't care what group you're talking about. Maybe you are stronger in this area than they are. But if they're really people of God, they probably got an area they're stronger in than you are. If you had eyes to see it. And oh, it is so enriching to be able to fellowship with different parts of the body outside your little fishbowl. It's enriching. Hallelujah. I've been able to go to other groups, other countries, other cultures, and you get there and everything's so different, but yet you close your eyes and it's the same Holy Spirit. Oh, glory to God. Same Holy Spirit. Same love. Oh, thank you, Lord. And it will enrich in your life. So you don't want to be like the Samaritans and Jewish folks and their prejudices and their differences. All you do is shorten yourself. Make yourself less. That's all you do. I've had people, you know, want to find fault and say, well, why'd you go over there and preach for them? My first thought is, what's it to you? I mean, are you, huh? Are you the Holy Spirit? Is it possible we were led to go? And if we are, and well, they're different from you, or they believe this, or they preach that. Yes, maybe they're wrong about some things. Who said you're right about everything? Amen. Oh, but for all they knew, the Lord sent me over there to help them. No, but you got to make up your mind. Anybody want to join Phyllis and I in this?
Yes.
Say it out loud, Lord.
Lord,
I love who you love.
I love who you love.
And if you accept them,
if you love them,
that's good enough for me.
And by your grace,
I will not choose sides. One against another
among your people.
Hallelujah. You don't have to. You know, Paul, this was happening at the church of Corinth. There were splinter groups. One group said, I'm of the Pauline group. One said, we're of Peter's group. You remember that?
Yeah.
We're of Apollos. And he corrected them. The Spirit of God said, what do you mean? All things are yours. Right. You don't have to pick between Paul and Peter. You have Paul and you got Peter and you got Apollos. All of them are yours.
That's right.
You don't have to pick.
Amen.
Somebody say, I don't have to pick. I don't have to pick. They're all mine. They're all mine. I don't have to pick. And you don't have to say, well, this is my favorite preacher here. You don't have to pick. They're all yours. They're all yours. Go with me to Luke 9. You still at Luke 9? Good job. Held your place. Even in the midst of several stories. They did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. Why? Because if you're going to go and be with them, then we're not going to receive you here. Who were they shorting? This is Jesus' ministry we're talking about. You can't come here because you're going over there? And it made Jesus' disciples mad. They thought, what? You're going to refuse the master? You're going to tell him, no, he can't come here because he's going to Jerusalem? Verse 54. And there were a couple old boys, James and John, also known, anybody what they knew, they had a nickname around several counties around there. They were Thunder Boys. Is that right? So, is that right? Boy energies. They had a bit of a rep. Bit of a reputation. Don't start nothing with James and John, because they will bring the thunder down on you. How many understand you don't get a name like that just by sitting at the house crocheting? Right? James and John. And you see it coming out now. They're all, as long as everybody's respecting Jesus and everything's going good, oh yeah, they're cool. But these guys get uppity and get an attitude and go, no, you can't come here. If y'all going to be over there with that Jerusalem much, you can't come. James and John. So is that right? Is that your final answer? You mean us and Jesus cannot come and have a meeting here? You sure that's what you want to say? That's right. James said, John, you think what I'm thinking? Yeah. We got scripture for it, brother. You remember? Thunder. Lightning. Power. Fire. I think it's time, don't you? I think it's time. They came to Jesus just sure he would agree with them. They said, Lord, you heard what they said. Now, that's just flat disrespectful to the Holy Ghost. Lord, you want us to command some fire to come down out of heaven and consume them. You know, just like Elijah did. Whoosh. You'd be a lesson they would not soon forget. Straighten up some things around here. People learn to show respect when the man of God comes to town. Now, these are people close to Jesus, aren't they? Very, very close. But they are on a wrong track. They are thinking wrong. Maybe their intent, maybe, was right, but they're wrong. What did Jesus say to them? He turned around and he rebuked them. Now, how many understand rebuke is a strong word? So he's correcting them in a strong way. He said, you don't know what kind of spirit you're of. You're here wanting to call fire down on people and destroy them. You don't know what spirit was on Jesus. Come on, help me out. Good spirit. What spirit was healing the people in the meetings? What spirit was delivering people and working miracles, doing signs and wonders? The good spirit. And they thought they knew some scripture, but they didn't understand what happened there, and they misapplied it to their situation then. Do you reckon there's still some religious people that are misinterpreting and misapplying? And the biggest thing they're missing is what spirit they're of.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.